you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stack. There is something to be said about how to maturely handle different relationships as adults. We may meet and start dating someone, and then what? How do we know if we're both on the same page as to whether or not to continue dating or even to prepare for marriage or whether to just break things off? What if you are already married and are trying to navigate how to move forward with plans for a family or your career? These are really difficult conversations to have with people you care about, but being able to muster up the courage and maturity to have them will help to form the foundation for a successful adult life. We have Dr. Ben Irwin joining us in studio again today. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Ben is a marriage and family therapist with LDS Family Services, who's been a frequent guest here on Mormon Channel, and will shed some light on how to tackle these types of conversations with our significant others. Okay, so starting right off, if you currently have a person you would like to marry in mind, but are unsure if they are on the same page with you, what's the best way to approach that topic?
Well, you just need to have lots of conversations with them. We get so excited to plan the wedding that we forget to plan the marriage. So, like, for example, when my wife and I were first married, we came to our first holiday and we had no idea, what are we going to do? Should we go to your parents, my parents? Should we have our own little thing? And if you think about married life, there are so many things like that that you just kind of forget to talk about when you're dating. I mean, of course, you find out, you know, what their likes or interests are, what their dreams are, but you need to start to plan a marriage. Now, there's a great tool called Relate that's been published by BYU, and it is absolutely fantastic. And the sole purpose of this is it just asks you a whole bunch of questions, and then your significant other, your fiancé, whomever, answers the same questions, and then you can see, where do you match up? Oh, we're really similar here, but oh, you know, we aren't necessarily similar here. Maybe we need to have some more conversations about this. And it's just a fantastic tool. And I actually took it when I was about to get married, and it really helped my wife and I plan the marriage, not just the wedding.
It can be hard when you're a young adult to let someone down easy or be mature enough to go, you know what, this probably isn't the right match for me. There's someone else out there for me that's a better fit, don't you think?
Absolutely.
I mean, I can think back to when I was dating and I was a young adult, and there were times when I was dating somebody who was a really great person and who had a lot of great things going for them, but I just didn't quite feel like they were a perfect fit. And that was an awkward, hard conversation to have with somebody.
It is.
How can you help somebody navigate their way through those conversations?
Yeah, well, when you come to to that crossroads and you think, okay, this is it, it's time to end. The first thing you have to think about is this person is not my husband or wife, and I am not their husband or wife. And by having this conversation, I'm helping them in a way find their husband and wife. And so you want to let someone down the way you'd want to be let down. But my biggest advice is just to be honest and be courageous. You need to be direct. You need to be friendly but firm. We don't want to let them down because we know it's going to hurt. We know it's going to hurt them. However, in the long run, if we kind of string it along or we aren't so open or honest, in the long run, it's going to hurt them more. It's going to hurt them more.
I remember having a conversation with a guy that I was dating shortly before I met my husband in college. And it was kind of a forced conversation. He kept trying to move things along. Well, let's look down the road and let's think about this and let's think about this. And then he finally got really frustrated. And he said, I just feel like you're not on the same page with me. And I said, you know what? I'm not. I'm not on the same page with you. I think that we are just not – it's just not going to work out in the end. But you're a really great person, and I think you're really great. And it was brutal. It was brutal, and I tried really hard to be kind. And he's married now, and I'm married now, and we're both happy. And, of course, things worked out. But – that was sort of my first conversation as an adult where I had to really go, you know what, I need to be kind and mature about this and not break up via text message or something like
right.
that.
Right. You need to have it in person, but it's supposed to be hard. You care about them. They care about you. to end that relationship, it's supposed to be hard. And I think sometimes we think, well, I've got to find a way to do it where it won't be hard or won't be hurtful. And that's just not
confrontational.
It just won't be realistic.
Okay. Well, we all know the difficult conversations certainly don't end once you're married. More and more women are finding it difficult to navigate how to make decisions to care for growing families, what to do about their careers. How would you foster a loving and spirit-filled environment to have a conversation such as this with your spouse?
Well, in today's hustle and bustle, one of the techniques I always recommend to couples is that you kind of have to schedule time. You have to kind of have to have a powwow, a time set apart where you guys can talk. And it gives you natural permission to have these hard conversations. And of course, you'll have lots of other conversations spontaneously as the week goes on. But having a time set aside just lets you sit down and say, okay, you can clear your mind of all the worries about, getting the dishes done or the kids or whatever. And you can really focus on having these conversations. And I think that's just the first big step to really helping couples connect and talk more.
And also, don't you think it's important to just touch base every once in a while with your spouse about where each child is at and where you're at personally in your growth and development and whether or not you're happy? Sometimes we get so busy in our lives that it's kind of like, okay, you're doing your thing, you're taking care of your business. I'm doing my thing with the kids, I'm taking care of my business, instead of meeting on the same page.
Well, exactly. So my wife and I do this, and we get together once a week for a couple hours, usually on Sunday, and we talk about how are we doing as a couple, how are we doing individually. We also talk about how the kids are doing. And just having that kind of on the agenda, as it were, having that, knowing that we're going to talk about it, has been so helpful to us so that we don't get lost in the hustle and bustle and we don't all of a sudden find ourselves where we haven't connected and we're kind of distant in some of the matters. It's really been a huge blessing.
How do you think actually having one of these difficult conversations, whether it's pre-marriage, during marriage, after children, helps you as a person move forward?
Well, so I love the scripture story of David and Jonathan, how their hearts were knit together. And I thought that phrase was very interesting, knit together. It's not a quick process. It's a slow process. As you're knitting, you go row on row. And I think, with intimacy between a husband and wife, it's kind of built on maybe one conversation at a time. So as you have these conversations, all of a sudden you start to have a deeper sense of intimacy where you're on the same page, you're more well connected. And that intimacy brings with it trust, peace, confidence, and it's not something that you can just instantly have. It takes time to mature, just one conversation at a time.
Well, thank you so much to Dr. Irwin for all of your wise words of advice. We love when you're here. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
If you're interested in learning more about preparing for relationships and adulthood, you can check out the Self-Reliance Saturdays post on the Mormon Channel blog. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.